Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Shlishi in Parshas Bamidbar via the Bear Hashem al Moshe via Aaron Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Ish al diglo beosos levesa vosam yachanu bnei Yisrael mineged saviv lo moed yachanu. Each man will stand by their flag as a sign for the house of their fathers. Bnei Yisrael will camp surrounding the Ohel Moed. Rashi said, what does it mean? Ba'osos is a sign. Each flag had the colors of the shvatim that camped under it based on the colors of their gem in the Choshen Mishpat. A sign for the house of their fathers, Rashi quotes a midrash which says that each one of them were already put into these groups by Yaakov Avinu when they carried him down to Mitzrayim. Rashi says that he said, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun will carry from the east. Reuven, Shimon, and Gad will carry from the south. Rashi asks, what does it mean, mineged? What does it mean, facing or parallel? And he explains that it's about a mil in between. And he said it had to be within the 2,000 Amos, so it wouldn't be outside of the Tchum, so they could go from the camp of the Levim into the Mishkan. V'achonim kedma mizracha, degel machane Yehuda letzavosam, v'nasi livnei Yehuda nachshon ben Aminadav. And those who camped to the east is the flag for the camp of Yehuda and those who were with him. And the Nasi, the prince of the children of Yehuda, is Nachshon ben Aminadav. Rashi says, why is east called Kedem? Because that's usually the way that you're facing. And Marav, the west, is called Achor, is called from behind you. Kedem is your front, Achor is your back. Utzva'o, v'pukudehem arba v'shivim elef v'shesh meos. And his forces, and their count was 74,600. V'achonim alav mata Yisachar, v'nasi livnei Yisachar, nasano ben Suar. And those who camped with him was the tribe of Yisachar, and whose prince was of the children of Yisachar was nasano ben Suar. V'tzivao fekudav arba v'chamishim elef v'arba meos. And his troops, and their counting, was 54,400. Mata Zvulun v'nasi livnei Zvulun Eliav ben Chelon, the tribe of Zvulun and its prince of the children of Zvulun was Eliav ben Chelon, Utzva'o fukudav shiva v'chamishim elef v'arba meos. And the counting of his troops was 57,400. Kol pikudim l'machna Yehuda, me'as elef u'shmonim elef u'sheshes alafim v'arba meos l'tzevosam rishona yisu. All of the count of the camp of Yehuda was 186,400. They would go first. Rashi says, what do you mean they would go first? They would march first. When they would see the cloud of glory start to leave, the Kohanim would blow on the silver horns, and the camp of Yehuda would begin traveling first. And the same way that they camped was also the same way that they would travel, with the Mishkan on its way and its wagons with the Levim in the middle. Yehuda would be in the east, Reuven in the south, Ephraim in the west, and Dan in the north. Degel machne Reuven, temana letzivosam, v'nasi livnei Reuven, elitzor ben shteyor. The flag of the camp of Reuven and his troops in the west. The leader of the tribe of Reuven, the prince of Reuven, was Elitzur ben Shteyor. Tzva'o fegudav, shishim v'arabayim elef v'chamesh meos. And the count of his troops was 46,500. Ve'achonim alav mate shimon v'nasi livnei shimon shlumiel ben tzuri shadai. And those who camped with him was the tribe of Shimon, and the prince of Shimon was Shlumiel ben Tzurishadai. Tzvav v'kudehem, tesha v'chamishim elef u'shlosh meos. The count of his troops was 59,600. U'mata gad v'nasi livnei gad Eliasaf ben Reuel. And the tribe of God, and the prince of the tribe of God was Eliasaf ben Reuel. Utzvao for Gudehem Chamishim Verabayim Elef Veshmeos Vechamishim. And his troops were counted at 45,650. Kol Pekudim Lamachana Ruvin Meas Elef Ve'echad Vechamishim Elef Verabameos Vechamishim Litzavosam Ushnim Yesu. All of the count of the camp of Ruvain was 151,050, and they would travel second. V'nasa ohomoed machane halavim besoch machanes kashe yachnu ken yisau ish al yadol ledigleihem. And then the ohomoed, the camp of the Levim, would travel amongst the camps in the same way that they camped, so they traveled, each man in his place of the camps. Tegel machane Ephraim lesevosam yama v'nasi livnei Ephraim elishama ben Amihud, the flag of the camp of Ephraim and their troops to the west, and the prince of the children of Ephraim was Elishama ben Amihud. Utzvao fikudehem arboim elef v'chamesh meos, and the count of their troops was 40,500. V'alav matim Menashe v'nasi livnei Menashe Gamliel ben Pedatzur, and with him is the tribe of Menashe, and the prince of the tribe of Menashe was Gamliel ben Pedatzur. Utzvao upikudehem shnayim ushloshim elef umasayim, and his troops and their counting was 32,200. Umate binyamin v'nasid livnei binyamin avidan ben Gidoni, and the tribe of Binyamin and the prince of Binyamin was Avidan ben Gidoni. Utzvao upikudehem chamishim ushloshim elef v'arbameos, and his troops totaled 35,400. Kol ha-pikudim l'machne Ephraim me'as elef u'shmona salafim u'mea u'tzvosam u'shloshim yisau. All the troops of the camp of Ephraim were 180,000 and 100. They would travel third. Degel machne dan tzvona u'tzvosam v'nasi livnei dan Achiezer ben Amishadai. The camp of the tribe of Dan to the north, their troops and the prince of the tribe of Dan was Achiezer, son of Amishadai, Utzvao, Ufukudehem, Shnaim, Veshishim Elef, Ushvameos. And the counting of their troops was 62,700. Vachonim alav Mata Asher, and camping with them was the tribe of Asher, and the prince of the tribe of Asher was Pagiel ben Ochran. And the number of his troops were 41,500. And the tribe of Naphtali and their legions, and the prince of the children of Naphtali was Achira ben Enan. Utzvao fikudehem shlosha v'chamishim elef v'arbameos, and the troops in their counting was 53,400. Kol pikudim l'machane Dan me'as elef v'shivim v'chamishim elef v'shesh meos l'achrona yisau l'diglehem. All of the count of the camp of Dan, 157,600, they would march last to their flags. Ela pikudei bnei Yisrael aveisavosam kol pikudei hamachanos letzavosam shesh meos elef ushloshes alafim vechamesh meos vechamishim. This is the countings of bnei Yisrael in accordance with their fathers' houses. All the counting of the camps and their legions, 603,550. Ha'alavim lo haspachdu besoch bnei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And the Levim were not counted amongst bnei Yisrael like Hashem commanded Moshe. V'yasu bnei Yisrael kichol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe ken chanu l'diglehem v'chen nasu ish l'mishpachosav al beis avosav. And bnei Yisrael did in accordance to what Hashem commanded Moshe, so they camped in accordance with their flags, and so they traveled, each person with his family and his father's house.